So we were in the middle of Reish Samach Aleph Beis. Two topics. Reish Samach Aleph Beis, we discussed already Sunday, Monday, but we didn't finish yet. Sunday, we discussed Ben Hashmashes, three opinions of Ben Tam, the Gra, and the Reim. Fine. And then yesterday, we discussed the Tosefes Shabbos aspect. According to most Rishonim, there's a mitzvah in our Torah to be Mekabel Shabbos early of Tosefes. Of Tosefes Shabbos. Okay, so the Rambam holds the we discussed yesterday at length the makor of Tosefes Shabbos from Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Therefore, the Rambam basically only mentions Tosefes Shabbos when it comes to fasting on Yom Kippur. It doesn't say it by Malach on Yom Kippur. It doesn't say it by any other Shabbos. Or Yontif, and the assumption, the Bir Lachas assumption is that, the Beis Yosef's assumption is that he doesn't hold from it at all, and others want to say he holds from it Midrabanan, but not Midaraisa. That's whole discussion. Fine. So, let's quickly go through Reish Samach Aleph Beis again. Yesh Omim Shetzarech Lahosif Michol Ala Kodesh, and Mechaber phrases it as a Yesh Omim in respect to the Rambam who doesn't hold, seem to hold from it. And the Bir Lacha says the Gra also holds like the Rambam, but then the Bir Lacha brings in Eli Rabbah, the older Rishonim disagree, and says the mitzvah men atzoret to mekabel Shabbos and Yontif early. So what does it mean early? So the Mechaber over here passes like Rabbeinu Tam, that there's two Shkiyas. And what we call Shkiyah, sundown, already is still Vada Yom, and for 58 and a half minutes, 3 1/4 mil, it's still Vada Yom, and therefore you have to mekabel Shabbos somewhere within that 58 and a half minutes, but it's still Vada Yom. You mekabel Shabbos, so then you're knowing Shabbos, and how that works exactly was discussed in the Shir yesterday. For 50 and a half, 3 1/4 mil, assuming an 18 minute mil, which the Rama Paskins. It's still Vada Yom. For 58 and a half minutes until the second Shkia, then comes Ben Hashmashes, 13 and a half minutes later is Seisa Kol Chavim. Now, it's not, that's official. It's not, but it's complicated, as we pointed out already a bunch of times, because everyone agrees that three Benoni stars is Laila. So the question is, the Gra holds 13 and a half minutes after Shkia's Laila. Reina Tam seems to say 72 minutes, and the Metzias doesn't seem to be like either one, and the post can try to deal with that. How does that work? And Lamaisa, we don't really, whatever. Neretz is all passing like the Gra. No one ends Shabbos 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. We wait 35 minutes, whatever it is. And, okay. We discussed this all yesterday. Right, no. Chas v'shalom. We don't start Shabbos. We paskin. Eretz Yisrael paskin like the Gra. There are those who are machmer for Brit Hashanah ending Shabbos. So that's what Jeshu pointed out. We mentioned yesterday that the Mishmer doesn't. He seems to say we're choshish for Gra. We're choshish for Rabbeinu Tam. We're choshish for the Gra. We're choshish for Rabbeinu Tam. So the question is, what is he really paskin like? Okay, we go with chumra both ways. But Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Nemzal told me from the Chosnish, not to be machmer like Rabbeinu Tam. You shouldn't come to make it like Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Moshe in America is into being choshish for Rabbeinu Tam. And if you...
Isn't there more time between... Isn't Benishmash longer in America than
Israel? Yeah, so they talk about it. It really depends on the time of year and where you are in the world. Yes. This 13 and a half minutes is supposed to be in Babel. But... I don't know.
It's
much shorter here. Okay, so therefore some say Yati Motzi Michal HaKodesh, and the Mishmur says that that's the Rov Rishonim, the Mitzvah Daraisa, to Mekabel Shabbos early. Yati Mekabel Shabbos at a time where it's still not yet Safek Shabbos, which means for us, so we're basically passing like the Gra, once it's Shkia, it's sunset, that's already Shabbos. So Yati Mekabel Shabbos before that. Uzman Tosef Vezeh Hu Mitzchias Hashkia Sheina Shemesh Niris Al Art Ad Zman Bein Hashmashes Bezman Hazeh Shu Shlosha Milin Urevia Rotsa La'asos Kulo Tosef Ose Rotsa La'asos Men Amiktas Ose Ubavad Shiyosef Eiz Zman Shiyah Vada Yom Michal Al HaKadosh. So this is the Mechaber passing like Rabbeinu Tam, which we don't pass like, and he says any amount of time between the two Shkias, he says, is Vada Yom. We assume that once the first Shkia hits sunset, it's already Safek Yom, Safek Laila, it's already Shabbos. But he doesn't hold like that, and therefore a Tosefes Shabbos can be any time in that time period. And how much you have to do, hold on, the Shulchan Aruch passes like a Rabbeinu Tam, but we don't. You have to take a part of the of Friday afternoon, Friday evening, which is certainly day, and turn Friday night into Shabbos. You have to turn a part of Friday into Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos, according to most Rishonim. And then the Mechaber deals with Shir Zman Bein Hashmashos. We discussed on Sunday is 3/4 of a meal. A meal we assume is 18 minutes. 3/4 of 18 minutes is 13.5 minutes. Shem Halach Elef V'Chamesh Meos Amos. The time it takes to walk 1500 amos. And that's Kodem Halayla. Okay, so according to the Mechaber, you have first Shkia, 15.5 minutes. Second Shkia, that time period is Vada Yom. Again, we don't pass it like that. Mishabur says numerous times. The Gra holds once the sun sets, Shkia Zachamah, that's already Safik Yom, Safik Laila. You have to assume that Shabbos, one who turns on the light at that point is Chayav and Asham Tolui, and therefore the Tosefta Shabbos has to be before Shkia. We pointed out that the Shitas HaYirei and the Bein HaShemashos comes before Shkia. That this 13.5 minutes or 3/4 of a meal is before Shkia. And there are those that want to say, although Deir Shu claims that Ramesh says not like this, that the lighting candles in America 18 minutes before Shkia, 18 minutes would be 3/4 of a 24-minute meal. 3/4 of 24 minutes, so that would be like kind of Bichoshish for the Iranian perhaps, and some places light 20 minutes, and that would be a 3/4 of a 24-minute meal, plus 2 minutes of Tosefta Shabbos. There are those that say 2 minutes is enough Tosefta Shabbos. We saw yesterday that Mishabura wants to say that with Bein HaShemashos, it's around half an hour. It says at the end, towards the end of Sifkat and Chav Gimel, Misha Machmir Atma, Purish Atma Mimlach Chatzi Shah, half an hour, or Al Kopanim Shlisha, half an hour, or a third of an hour is 20 minutes before Shkia. Ashrei lo, fortunate is he, do Yotze, Bazei, Yedei Shitas Kol Rishonim. He's Yotze, the opinion of all the Rishonim. Who's all the Rishonim? The Shara Tzion on the bottom, Oizchav Aleph says, Afilu Shitas Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz. That's the Iranian. The Afilu Nizbor Demil Chav Dali Minutes. Even if you hold the mill is 24 minutes, so 3/4 of 24 is 18. V'yotze Bazeh. So if you're waiting 30 or 20 minutes, V'yotze Bazeh Medina Gama Tosefta Shabbos L'Harbi Achronim. According to many Achronim, that's enough of a Tosefta Shabbos. Either it's going to be 2 minutes or it's going to be 12 minutes, and then there's all different opinions as to what is a Tosefta Shabbos. Be'er Lachi here points out, based on a Tosis, that Tosefta Shabbos is less than 3/4 of a mil. So if we assume 3/4 of a mil is 13.5 minutes, the obligatory Tosefta Shabbos requirement is going to be less than that 13.5 minutes. So we measure, yes. So the pashas of the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah, he says you mean Mekabel Shabbos. So in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, he says, how you Mekabel Shabbos? Hainu, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, Aydei Dibor. You have to verbalize that you're being Mekabel Shabbos. Then he says, or either it's Bo'ikala Bo'ikala, which we'll see in Sif Dalet, or Barchu, or Mizmah Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Then he says, what if you do a Belev? And there's a Ramo who says it does not work, but the Mishabur brings down the Bach and the Vilna Gaon who say that it does. Even Kabbalah Belev is going to work. He can accept it verbally or accept it in his brain. But once, as a general, once a person Mekabel Shabbos, he can't have a Mincha, Shabbos. He can't have a Friday Mincha when I was Mekabel Shabbos. And after Mekabel Shabbos, some point before Shkia. So then the question comes up like this. What if it's really late? It's 4 minutes to Shkia. You didn't have a Mincha yet. So you have a mitzvah d'arais of Tosefta Shabbos, which according to the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like you have to verbalize that you're being Mekabel Shabbos. And you can't do that by davening Mincha. So there is an opinion. This doesn't come up in the Mishnah Berurah, but it's an Orcha Shabbos wanted to say there are those that say that Tosefta Shabbos comes by itself. And it can even come in the middle of Mincha, and that's okay, as long as you aren't Mekabel Mincha. So he wants to say, every 4 minutes, you can daven, and then Tosefta Shabbos happens by itself somewhere in the middle of your Mincha, you're not turning on lights during Mincha, and then that would be okay. It's not, he brings out a whole machlokas poskim, and he says that's how we paskin, it's not in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chadchila, the better thing to do is to daven Mincha earlier, finish Mincha in time to be Mekabel Shabbos. Here officially we daven 20 minutes before. That's more than enough time to finish Shmona Esrei. Sometimes we're a little late. It's still enough time. In many places, if they daven 10 minutes before, that might also be enough time. But then the Sheikh Tzibur is gonna, can run into a problem. And I guess they rely. I know Dishu wanted to claim it's a Chazon Ish, based on Orach HaShabbos. I looked at the Orach HaShabbos inside, and you mentioned Chazon Ish. I wasn't convinced that that's exactly what the Chazon Ish was saying, but Orach HaShabbos does say that Shabbos Shabbos can't happen by itself. That's not what comes out of the Mishnah Berurah, and it's certainly better to be able to finish Mincha and then verbally be Mekabel Shabbos. That's the best way of doing it. I once got into a fight with an old rabbi, Darchi Bina Shabbaton. He wanted me to daven Mincha for the Almud. I said, I'll daven, but I'm doing the short Mincha. And then, I don't know, then someone else went over to him and said, you know, forced Eli to do it. He says, no, Eli seems to know what he's talking about, and I'm not fighting with him. I don't know. So it could be that there is room to say you can daven and it's okay. But I don't know, according to the simple reading of Mishnah Berurah, it seems not so partial. So we should finish Mincha and then be Mekabel Shabbos. So as long as it's not Shiel Tzibah, it's no problem. If you're Shiel Tzibah, so then you rely on this other opinion, which the Orach HaShabbos says that is, you know, he claims that's Halacha, that the Tosefta Shabbos happens on its own. The Maitza, most Rishonim hold, is a mitzvah d'oraisa to bring in Shabbos early. So, okay, but if it happens by itself, so I guess it happens by itself. I don't know, I just saw it this week. I never saw it before, I never heard of it before.
Even if it happens by itself, then the second half of your mitzvah.
Yeah, but okay, so that they say is okay. I don't know. Also, we skipped Aleph. We have to get to Aleph today. But there's certain derabanan, certain things that you're allowed to do after Kabbalah Shabbos and after Shkia that normally you're not allowed to do. So they throw Mincha, is not any worse than Amir La'akum, which we allow, perhaps, Beinah Shemashas. They
talk about it. What's the alternative?
If it doesn't happen by itself? The alternative would be Kabbalah Shabbos and then Daven Tosef Shabbos. I read him Kabbalah like Kedusha Shabbos Kodesh. Now it's Shabbos, I miss Mincha and Daven Tashlumin.
Is that
the better? Orach HaShabbos wouldn't say that. I think there are those who would say that.
Forgetting about the issue of Mincha going into Shkia. I'm just saying the idea of being a Kabbalah Shabbos, that's saying that people do that, they reverberate or that they do
say. I don't know, we're supposed to. I do. I don't know. So that's what the issue brings down. Actually, they bring down for Shomaz Zaman. It's from Rav Nevuzel's Mishnah Berurah, and I discussed this with them as well. So that's what the Rav Nevuzel told me. They just waited for the candlelight. Rav Nevuzel wanted to say 40 minutes. The way I understood it, and this is what I think he's saying over here, is really it's 40 minute candlelighting. Mincha is supposed to talk 40 minutes before, and you're supposed to get to Boi Kala. Before Shkia, so that everybody is being Mekabel Shabbos. That's not the way it works. We just wait 20 minutes to start Mincha.
That's what's very interesting, because you have to, the fact you start 20 minutes before Shkia, it's not going to help you unless somebody actually goes ahead and...
Right, you have to verbalize it, otherwise you're not... Again, but the Orach HaShabbos said it happens by itself. There are opinions that say it happens by itself. That doesn't seem to be what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. It says, I know they do it. And it's very, very deep involved sugya, so I'm happy for you to look into it and get back to me and tell me where I'm wrong. Okay, Reish Samach, continuing in Reish Samach Aleph Beis. Here's what we got up to yesterday. I think, did we finish this one? I'm in the Ramah. Hagah. V'motzi lahakdim l'kabe olav Shabbos m'plaga mincha ve'elah ha'rishus b'yado. So the earliest that you can make Shabbos, the earliest you can light candles, the earliest you can make Kiddush, the earliest you can daven Maariv is from Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is generally assumed to be is an hour and a quarter before, let's say, before Shkia. Now, there's a famous machlokes, the Gra and the Magen Avraham. Do we split up the day from Alos to Tzeis or from Neitz to Shkia? That's why we have two Sosman Kriyat Shemans. We have the earlier one of the Magen Avraham, the later one of the Gra. Are you starting your day at Alos HaShachar, which is dawn, which according to the Mishnah Berurah is 72 minutes before sunrise, or are you starting your day at sunrise? And then the Gra is, Sosman Kriyat Shema is going to be much later. So we generally assume Shkia. So over here, though, the Mechaber, again, with Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which is not the way we pass it, certainly not, you know, make her a din. So then, the question is, the Mechaber just told us that Tosefes Shabbos is somewhere between those 72 minutes. Now the Ramah says, and if you wanted to make it earlier, you could even do it from Plaga Mincha. If you hold Plaga Mincha, it's from Tzeis HaKochavim, he just added on 3 minutes to the Mechaber's Shita. Well, yeah, it was 3 minutes. It's a difference of 72 minutes or 75 minutes. So that doesn't sound mistavish. So that's what the Bir Halacha points out. Dibur Amaskal Lahakdim, Hinei, Lefimashikasim, Machaber, Lekaman, and Tough Nun Test. Muchach Nesvil, do you be Shal Sayom? How do you split up the day? The day is 12 hours. Nechshav Amud HaShachar at Tzeis HaKochavim. If you're going to go from Amud HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim, so then Plaga Mincha is going to be an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKochavim. Kodim says it's a chavim. Im kein ein bein divrei Rama la kodim machelik esrim min hashah. It's only 1/20th of an hour. 1/20th of an hour is 3 minutes. It's a question of 7 2 minutes, 75 minutes. Doesn't sound like that. Then he goes on to say, last couple of lines of this biralacha, achikam matzasi belavush, that he made this comment. That's how we are knowing. We are knowing an hour and a quarter before shkia. That's the earliest that you can. That's the famous plag. That's the earliest you can make Shabbos. That's the earliest you can light candles. That's the earliest you can make Kiddush. That's the earliest you can daven Ma'ariv.
You have to be careful to plug everything in Shabbos.
I don't know. We get that. I don't know. I don't think that's a problem. That's going to be Mekabel Shabbos to say good Shabbos. I don't know. It's discussed. We're not there yet. Okay, so again, the Ramah says, "Bimrotz el hakdim el kabel avishas min plaga mincha ve'elach harishus biyado." You have permission to do so. Okay, mishabura sifkat and chaf hey harishus biyado. The nesar basias malacha. Once you do that, it's usher for you to do malacha. Okay, then it becomes also for him to do malacha. If he's mekabel Shabbos before plaga mincha, he's mekabel Shabbos before plaga mincha, and mekabel also klum. So again, we spoke yesterday, when you make early Shabbos, you have to be careful how early you're doing things. You have to make sure that it's after plag. There's no candle lighting, nothing before plag counts for anything. The whatever. Plag already brings on some level, connects you to the next day, Shita Reb Yehuda. But before that is nothing. Okay, Siv Kemal. Mishen Obaki Bashir is that. So if you don't know exactly when is the time to light candles, so which is interesting, because according to the Mechaber, you don't know when you Kabbalah Shabbos, you have a whole 58 and a half minutes after Shkia to do that. So I don't know why he has to come on to this. Mishen Obaki Bashir is that. But he says if you don't know when to light candles and when to be Kabbalah Shabbos, light candles when you see the sun at the top of the trees. If it's a cloudy day and you can't see the sun at the top of the trees, you see that when the roosters are sitting on their thing, they do that at the end of the day. And if you're in the field, you don't have any roosters. So, this week's Parsha. No. Of course. The ravens. The ravens are sitting in the Odom. Okay, look at the Bir Alocha, Dibar Mask, Misha Eno Baki. Skip down like 3 lines. V'achagach matzatzi b'shulchan aruch shel agraz. Shulchan aruch harav. Shehizim od ala davar. Ayin sham, katsu sham od. Let's say chas v'shalom, there's an onus. Shelo tuchal amer lahadik ad shkia tlechama. The woman didn't light candles until shkia. So the Shulchan aruch harav wants to say she can ask a non-Jewish woman to light candles for her, and then she can make a bracha. Mishabura disagrees with that because we hold the ain't shlichus l'goy. A goy, I can appoint you to light candles for me, perhaps, but I can't have a goy light candles for me. There's no shlichus for a goy, only perhaps l'chumra. That's one of the reasons Rashi says Amir la'akum. I can't tell a goy to do something for me in Shabbos because it does go back on me. But that's only l'chumra. Not here. It's l'kula. It's mekayim a mitzvah. But like I said, I make a bracha on a mitzvah that a guy is doing. The guy can't do a mitzvah for me. So the Mishabura later on is going to disagree with this. Disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch Harav. This is if she waited until shkia and she can't light candles anymore.
Until when did she do that? Until the Chavim or even after that? How long is DT
rely on that? No, I think that's a good question. We're going to get to until through Ben Hashemashas, let's say. Okay, that's Sif base. Let's start Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is based off of a famous Mishnah that we say in Bamei Madlikin. We're going backwards. Sif Aleph. Reish Samach Aleph Aleph. The Mishnah in Bamei Madlikin says, Safik Chashecha, Safik Eina Chashecha. Meaning there's certain things that When it's Safik Chashecha, Safik Ene Chashecha, we assume that that's Shabbos. If you Mechal Shabbos at that point, Chas Hashem is Chayav Asham Tolui, it's a Safik, he's Chayav a Karban, it's called Chil Shabbos. But there's certain things that Chazal allowed, certain things that Chazal did not allow. So the Mishnah that we're all familiar with goes on to say, Ein Ma'asin as Avadai, you can't take off Chumas Amaisis of something that's for sure Chayav in Chumas Amaisis, because you're not allowed to take off Chumas Amaisis on Shabbos. Ein Matbil, and I say Kalim, if one's Kalim is clothing or Tame, or his dishes are Tame, he can't be Tovel, his Kalim. Not only can't do it on Shabbos, because it's like fixing the Kli to make it Tahor, but he can't do it even Bein HaShemashas. And the Ein Madlikin HaSaneros, he for sure can't light the candles, that's worse than everything else, because that's the Raisa. Aval, but what can he do? The Mishnah goes on to say. I'm reading in my notes, I'm quoting a Mishnah in Perek Bameh Madlikin, which is the source of Reish Samach Aleph Aleph. About Ma'asun Es HaDemai, when you, in the olden days, there was something called Demai. Demai meant that the Chazal saw that most of the Amoratsim were separating Trumos. Everyone was separating Trumos. Most were separating Ma'asus, but not everyone was. So Chazal decided this is called Demai. Demai. We don't really know that everything was done properly, and therefore Chazal said you have to Ma'aser Demai. But there are certain cases where you're allowed to eat demai, and therefore demai is certainly not as chomer. Now, we don't have demai nowadays, because either people are mafresh, or they're not mafresh. If they're not mafresh, it's called tevel. If they are mafresh, it's not, it's chulin. And if we don't know, so it's suffik tevel. Demai is not suffik tevel. Demai was a special category where we know they separated chumas, and most of them were separated maises. The whole institution of demai was a chumra of chazal. It's not relevant today, because either people are from or they're not from. Either they do it or they don't do it. Not, we don't have this half-baked business. And one can make an Erev, we'll see what kind of Erev we're talking about, and one can do Hatmana, we learned Reishin and Zion, so we know that Hatmana, even Hatmana is insulating, Hatmana is something that adds heat is also even before Shabbos, so obviously we're not doing that Benesh Mashas, but rather we're insulating something that insulating in a way that does not add heat, just maintains the heat, that's Mutter before Shabbos, and it's even Mutter during this Benesh Mashas period. Now the whole, we can't draw any conclusions from here. You have to stay till tomorrow night. Sorry, you have to miss your flight. You can't draw any conclusions from the whole sugya because there's more than meets the eye, and we have to do Aleph and Dalet to get the full picture of it, how relevant is this really. Because here's talking about Benesh Mashas, but then we have other complications like being Mekabel Shabbos, and maybe that makes it worse, and you have a public Kabbalah Shabbos and a private Kabbalah Shabbos, and it's not so simple. Okay, so now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Samech Aleph Aleph. Safek Chashecha. When it's Safek dark. Vuhu Benesh Mashas. That's what we call Benesh Mashas. Vahainu Kadei Shir Hiluch Shloshes Rive Mil. So we said that's the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a meal. Achar Shkia Sachama. After Shkia. Vishir Mil. How long does it take to walk this meal? Hu Shlish Sha'ah. Pachos Chelek Mishloshim. It's a third of an hour, which is 20 minutes, minus a 30th of an hour, meaning minus 2 minutes, so it's 18 minutes. A meal is 18 minutes. It's 3 shittas, 18, 22 and a half, 24. We assume 18. Okay? So the Ramah here says, assuming this parenthesis is the Ramah, that a shir meal is 18 minutes. That's the time of Bein HaShemashas. That's Safik Chashecha. There's an interesting Bir Halacha over here. Let's start with the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph. What if he doesn't know if it's Bein HaShemashas? So can he, when the stop, look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph, when the stop, it can be Giyaz, not Bein HaShemashas, Gam Kin Aser. If he's not sure if it's Bein HaShemashas, maybe it's day, maybe it's Bein HaShemashas. Even if it's Bein HaShemashas, maybe it's still daytime. So one might call that a double Safek, a Sfek Sfeka, and usually we say Sfek Sfeka is Mutter. Here it's going to be Aser, for two reasons. You with me? What? Good. So the Bir Halacha gives two reasons why we're not going to call this a Sfek Sfeka and allow it. Bir Halacha, Dibar Masle, Bein HaShemashas, Ayin Mishabur Sifkatan Aleph, V'lo Abi Sfek Sfeka, why? The Sfek Chisarin Yediyah Einu Nichlas Kla Begeder Sfek. When you have a Sfek that you don't know, other people know, you happen to not know. That's not a Sfek to be put into an equation to turn something into a Sfek Sfeka. You skip down two lines. V'od Nirali, Dishim Hachi Lavi Sfek, Dumi Shem Echad. Sfek Sfeka means you have two different doubts that are unrelated. But here, both doubts boil down to, I don't know if it's Shabbos or not. So that's not called a Sfek Sfeka. That's one Sfek. At the end of the day, is it Shabbos now or not? I don't know. So those are the two reasons why it's not considered a Sfek Sfeka, which will be Mutter, and therefore it would not be Mutter. So during this time period of Safek Chashecha of Bein Hashmashes, Ein Ma'asrin Esa Vadai, like the Mishnah says. Mishabur also points out, okay, now there is a halacha that certain things, certainly Surah Dirabanan, in certain cases will be allowed, Bein Hashmashes, B'mako Mitzvah, or if it's B'shas Hadchak. So he says, if a person Mamish has no food, so then it could be a little bit mutter. So he says, look at Mishra Yosef Katan Dal. Dabalei kimisakin. You're not allowed to separate Shemus from Isis because it's like fixing the food. Vua din she'asa l'hafish chala af b'chutzlaz. He's not allowed to be mafish chala in chutzlaz. V'chamur chala as chutzlaz yosa mi ma'isa. Do you ma'isa mi ein lo ma'yocha b'shabesu havi the tzarech mitzvah. So if he has no food to eat, so he'd be allowed to do this Isidur Abonim, Bein HaShemashas, in order for him to be able to have food to eat. Otherwise, he has no food to eat. But Chalas Chutzlaretz, we discussed earlier in the year, there's a difference between Hafreshes Chal and Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz. And Chutzlaretz, there's a heter that one can eat first and be mafresh, save over a little bit, and be mafresh later. And therefore, that's not a Tzorech Shabbos, because I can eat before Shabbos, I can eat on Shabbos, and after Shabbos, save over a little bit, and be mafresh after Shabbos. But by Chalas Eretz Yisrael, which is much more chamer, Chalas Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to do that. So if he doesn't have any bread to eat for Shabbos, so then it could be that would also be Mutter Bein HaShemashos, because it's a Makom Mitzvah, Shasat Chak, it could be will be Mako. But in a regular scenario, like the Mishnah says, Ein Ma'asrin Es HaVadai. Similar, Ve'ein Matbilin Es HaKelim, you can't be Tovah LeKelim. So Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey points out, this is really talking about Kelim Tmeyim, and it's not relevant nowadays, we're all Tomei, there's no Tomei, there's no Tara. So it says, in the second line, Mishnah Sif Katan Hey, Mishnah Ayur De'in HaHadba Kelim Mitumasan. But he says, there's a nafkamina mizel didalin tvilas kelim chadashim hanikochim min ha'eni yehudi. One who buys kelim from a guy, so he has to tovel the kelim before he uses them. And that's a whole discussion in Shin Chav Gimel Zayin. So according to the ones who say you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, so you're also not allowed to do it Bein HaShemashos. But if Imamish doesn't have any dishes to use on Shabbos, so we would allow him to tovel the Bein HaShemashos.
Is that the way
it's what? Yes.
The
Ein Madlikin Esaneros. This is the worst one of all, because the others are the Rabbana, this is the Raisa, Mishabrisiv Katanva, but that also feels like mitzvah. Even if it's too dark, he can't even eat his Suda, she's Bata, Dezim, and Suda Shabbos, Chayana, why the Sveka Daraisu? Because now you're dealing with the Daraisu. All the others are the Rabbana on this room to make a Bein HaShemashos is Beshasel Chak, Bemako Mitzvah. But here, it's an Issa Daraisa of lighting candles on Shabbos, and therefore there is no heter whatsoever for him to do that, Bein HaShemashos. Then he says, even if he did it b'di'eved, it's going to be usher as if he lit the light candle on Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos. Now, there is a Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Europe, had more of an atiyah towards Rabbeinu Tam than over here. So, right, Bein HaShemashos, what we call Bein HaShemashos, the Shulchan Aruch is Yom. So, can one, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that the army kelim, that you can light the candle half hour after Shkia, perhaps. Because according to Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu Tam, it's still Yom. However, the post can say for sure, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, no way, we're passing like the Gra, it's Safik Yom, Safik Laila, Ein Amal Adaber, there's no Heter whatsoever. And they bring down, even right, here it's already done. And even in America, they say that they bring down from Moshe also that it's. They were, and then that's what they say, that the Sama Hasidim, when they got to America, were driving around half hour after Shkia, and they say that Rabbi Moshe, whatever, the big Rabbanim who were in America, went down and put a stop to it. To be continued.